This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of responding to situations out of our spirit versus our ego. And recently, I've been talking a lot about how Christ is responding to his brother and some of the people who had ill intentions when he fed those of the 5,000. And so specifically, there were some who showed up the very next day to be fed by Christ again. And when he came in contact with them, he told them that, you know, you're only here because of what I will do for you, not because of who I am. But they began to chant at him that we want you to be our king. And with clenched fists, they chanted at him this. And Jesus would respond that this is not the way. Your way is through force. And he wasn't going to respond to that. They were attempting in their acts to play into Jesus's ego. And he teaches us we need to be very clear that when things in the natural realm are playing into our ego, we must reach for those things in the spiritual realm. And so the words that I use to just encourage me through this is the reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life. Proverbs 22:4. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let us lean on those teachings of Christ and respond more in spirit rather than in ego.